Proclamation number 8448, dated the March 25th, 1963. Correcting God's word. Corruption of truth. Irrespective of how pure my gospel was sent to you from above, you humans will not leave it unchanged for long, and time and again errors, having arisen from human intellect, will creep in and which consequently have to be corrected again if the people who sincerely desire it are to live in truth. Once thoughts have established themselves in people, they will hardly want to let go of them. For this reason my adversary uses a person's intellect to reinforce his erroneous opinion. You are always of the opinion that I protect the truth. However, human free will makes it clear that any distortion of truth is possible. But you can just as well voluntarily desire the pure truth, which you then will certainly receive. My word from above is truly a gift of grace from me, which should be so sacred to you that you would not dare change this word. But precisely because people are imperfect and still exist in dark spheres, they do not recognize my word's immense value and do not shy away from adding their own intellectual thoughts, thereby devaluing my word from above. And then misguided opinions arise in due course. The light becomes dim and loses its radiance, because only pure truth emitted by me myself can bestow bright light. You humans, consider how presumptuous you are when you correct the word of God, when you believe that you can offer more easily digestible nourishment to people by making changes to it which you are truly not entitled to do. Earth could not experience such darkness if my light's radiance from above had not been reduced over and over again. For I have often sent a bright light from above to those who had requested it from me, who had asked me for the gift of pure truth. And anyone who listened to them also lived in the light of truth and could pass it on to. But time and again human intellect intervened. Time and again selfishness, people's craving for recognition and their material outlook has resulted in people utilizing my word from above and exploiting it, in the true sense of the word, for the sake of worldly success. In that case, spiritual success will only ever be sparse and again can only be found where deep desire for truth predominates, so that I myself can work in a person and clearly make him recognize the truth while placing a wall of resistance against wrong spiritual knowledge into his heart. And therefore, I can only ever show you the way to the source. Accept what has originated from me and is given to you unadulterated. You should always examine and not accept everything given to you, but you will also be able to recognize the true source if you sincerely want to do so. And then abide by what you receive, because then you are drawing living water which has a truly healing effect, whose strength cannot be surpassed as it originates directly from me and radiates into your heart, touching your soul and giving it food and drink to help you achieve eternal life. Hence you humans can consider yourselves truly blessed if someone lives amongst you whom I was able to choose as a vessel for the flow of my spirit, who has become a source for you from whence living water comes forth. You can consider yourselves blessed in the knowledge that this water of life is offered to you just as pure and clear as it comes from the source, which I myself have made accessible to you. Bend down and drink from it, and truly, you will be able to continue your earthly path refreshed and strengthened. You will live in the light of truth and then influence your fellow human beings such that they too will take the path to the source, if they are of good will. But the corrupted word will increasingly lose its value and only be advocated by those who lack the desire for truth, who therefore do not object to changes and misguided teachings but unreservedly accept everything as truth, although it did not originally emerge from me in this form. Nothing accepted by imperfect humanity will remain pure for long, but time and again I will make sure that pure truth is transmitted to Earth. And you humans need only sincerely desire it and it will be given to you. Amen.